Simon & Schuster Audio presents Path of the Assassin by Brad Thor. Read by Armin Schultz.
Si vis pacem, parabellum. If you wish peace, prepare for war. One. Dressed in the traditional robes of a Muslim pilgrim, a lone figure tore back the carpeting from beneath a window of the sumptuously appointed room and fastened the feet of a tripod firmly into the concrete floor with a commercial-grade bolt gun. The equipment had been smuggled into Saudi Arabia's Dar al-Taqwa Intercontinental Hotel via several large suitcases and a hard-shell golf club case. Arabs, even in Medina, loved their golf, after all, and no one had given any of the cases a second look. Finally assembled and secured to its launching platform, the second-generation TOW-2 short missile was something to behold. Though it retained the same 3-foot-10-inch profile of the ones Israel had used during the 1973 Yom Kippur War, the effective range of the weapon had increased by almost 1,000 yards. And was now the length of 41 football fields, more than enough to deliver today's deadly payload. The missile's optical sighting unit was securely positioned in the adjoining hotel room, and its crosshairs were fixed upon its target. An infrared sensor would track the weapon's trajectory and progress, relaying any last-minute adjustments. At such close range, though, there'd be no need for adjustments. It would be like shooting fish in a barrel. The digital fuse was set for 10 minutes into the night prayer session of the Prophet's Mosque, the second holiest shrine in Islam. Friday was the most important day of worship in the Muslim faith, and the evening prayer sessions were always the most heavily attended. The timing of the attack ensured maximum carnage. With a Do Not Disturb sign hung on the doors of both rooms, the terrorist would be resting comfortably on a first-class flight to Cairo by the time the missile launched. From Cairo, a clandestine transport network would round out the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?